In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we commemorate St. Anthony the Great. Sometimes it's said that St. Anthony was the first monk. There were monks before Anthony. There were those who went into the desert to fight the spiritual fight as the center of the concern of their lives. Long before the time of St. Anthony the Great. But he certainly is rightly called the leader of the Fathers of the Desert. At just about that time when the Christian faith was acceptable in the world, there was a concern among those who were strongest of faith that there might be some compromise with the world. And so the monastic movement was given a great shot in the arm by the acceptance by the world of the faith that previously it had persecuted. Saint Anthony was a man who came from a wealthy family, but put off that wealth, sold the 300-acre estate that the family had, and went into the desert to live his spiritual life in physical isolation from those around him. And it's a point of confusion for us how it is that someone could separate themselves physically from the rest of the community when we, Orthodox Christians, constantly are emphasizing our oneness with one another and our gathering together to enter into the kingdom of God at the divine liturgy. How is it that someone could go off into the desert in this kind of way? And though it may be difficult for us to understand from a worldly point of view, the fact is that a man like Anthony goes into the desert in order to unite himself that much more closely with those who are at one with God. He constantly emphasized to his disciples, those who sought him out, for he had many disciples. It's kind of surprising when we think of someone who sought isolation in the desert. How, after all, does he become the teacher of so many? How is it that he is the one that we look to if we want to see what the origin was for the rule of monasticism? How is it that he has had such a huge influence when all he did was go off alone, live in an abandoned tomb in the eastern desert of Egypt? One point that might help us is this fact. One of his followers, one of his disciples, was Athanasius the Great. Athanasius, who went as a deacon to the First Ecumenical Council at Nicaea and stood against all of those who said that Jesus Christ is created by God. Arius said there was a time when he was not, he was created. And Athanasius stood against Arius. Athanasius is the one who said, God became man that we might become divine, that we might become like God. There would be no memory of our salvation had it not been for people like Athanasius who defended the faith. The reality of God's incarnation and the reality of our oneness with God through Christ. This man, Athanasius the Great, was the disciple of Saint Anthony. Not the other way around. Athanasius was a well-learned person. He had been to the universities and had learned all that there was to learn. Anthony the Great couldn't read. He dictated his letters. He was illiterate, but he was wise. He was wise from a oneness with God, with the righteous and the saints. Anthony, after having lived for decades in the desert alone, approached by people who wanted to be monastics themselves and to live this holy life, gave them direction, gave them a kind of standard way of dress to wear, a white linen robe, just like the robe that I'm wearing right now, less fancy, no gold. A white linen robe, just like the white robe that Jonathan wore when we baptized him last week. That robe was one of these, the first garment that a priest puts on when he vests to do the divine liturgy, the white robe of baptism. We understand what we are doing when we vest ourselves in that white robe as something that all of us have done. Our baptism into the life that we live in the Holy Spirit is what we're thinking of. It is the garment of our having vested ourselves in the Holy Spirit. Saint Anthony reminded all of us in his sayings that we should remember that we are constantly being prayed for by the saints and all of the righteous, those clothed in the Spirit, that we might gain humility. All of the saints pray for our humility, that we might put that garment back on again, put back again the garment of the Holy Spirit into which we were baptized. That is the basic garment of all of us. It is worn by all of those who have been baptized into the faith and chrismated, given the gift of the Holy Spirit. The life that we abandon periodically and must return to. The saints pray that we gain the humility to return to that life. Anthony often in his sayings refers to this point of being clothed in the Spirit. That's why he chose that particular garment for his monks. We are the ones who have returned to God through Christ, and our life is a life in the Holy Spirit. That oneness of shared life is something that Anthony finds in the desert. In the desert, he prays along with the saints and the angels. He goes there not to be distracted by worldly things around him. And it is ironic, a kind of paradox, that in his isolated tomb, he is in communion with all those praying for the rest of us, that we might be humble and put back on the garment of the Holy Spirit. He is praying as one of them for all of us. And so the isolation that we see, we who live in the world, is really not the reality that he is living. He is living the life in common with all of us that we celebrate at the Divine Liturgy when we come together. The same life, participation in the same common life of God. Saint Anthony told those who came to him, "You all live and die together." This man, living in isolation, emphasizing constantly the fact that we are not separated, we are not isolated from one another. Not now that we have returned to God through Christ in the Holy Spirit. Anthony says God calls to those clothed in the Spirit, comfort one another. Comfort one another in the midst of whatever distress you go through. Don't let people be isolated by their difficulties. Know that you are together in life and in death. These are the kinds of things that we hear from the voice of the desert, Saint Anthony the Great. Anthony told these things to his biographer, Saint Athanasius. Once, Anthony says, he asked God, "Why did some people die so young?" and others, and these are his words, drag on into old age. St. Anthony lived until 105. And he asked God, why are there some who are so poor and some who are so wealthy? Why did the just suffer? And why did the wicked prosper? And Anthony says that he received an answer. The answer that he received, very similar to the answer that Job received. Anthony, these things are the judgment of God. They are not for you to look into. Pay attention to and focus on yourself. It would not help you to know more about these things. The paradox is that each one of us lives our own life. We are, each one of us, the limited and particular persons that we are. And we live only those events of our own life that come to us in our time. But the way we live that life either unites us to the righteous and all of those who have put on the Spirit, or it separates us from all of the rest of the human race, especially those who suffer, that Jesus the Christ loved so much and had such great compassion for. So we live our individual, particular lives, but by the way we live them, we either unite ourselves to God and others through Christ in the Holy Spirit, or we walk alone. And how it really is that we are of one another. We belong to one another, and we belong to God. The isolation that we sometimes feel is an illusion. The reality is a oneness with God that we can enter into and share by sharing the righteousness of Christ. And so there is a oneness among human beings that is so much the ultimate reality that when a man like St. Anthony goes into the desert, he is able to share and participate and enter into that oneness that is brought together and fulfilled in Christ, fulfilled in the kingdom of God. He is able to live in that way, in a way that we who are distracted by the things around us in the world are not able to. And even though there are thousands around us, we are separated from them. We walk in an isolation that St. Anthony in the desert in Egypt did not walk in. We read this morning and sang that St. Anthony in the desert had an effect on the whole world. And the reason that is so is because he is tapping into a kind of divine oneness that Christ brought us all into. And as he prays in the desert, he is not praying in isolation. He's praying at one with all of those clothed in the Spirit, and that can include us. Anthony was told it is not for him to look into why things happen the way they do in God's world. There are things that we cannot understand. One of them has happened this last week. One of, if not the, poorest countries in the world. A country that within the last 10 days, I've heard it said, that they were struggling out of suffering into poverty. And what was being said is this, that the people of Haiti are so poor, have so little, that they are below even being adequately referred to as being in poverty. Poverty is lack of something. You have so little food, other things, shelter. You have a poverty of those things. What was being said here is that they haven't even reached the point that we would even consider them to be in poverty. There is just suffering. And to that people comes this terrible earthquake. One of those 7-point earthquakes. But you know, we had one in San Francisco not that many years ago. Less than 100. I think even less than 75, if I remember right, people died, even though the earthquake hit the city. Here in Haiti, 100,000, it looks like, at this point. And that's before the starvation begins. Not that many miles off of the shore of the United States of America. And we might ask, why? Why would God do this? As St. Anthony asked God, why? Why is it like this? One thing that it's good for us to remember is that this isn't something that happened to a small island country off of our shores. It's something that has happened to all of us. Anthony said, you live and die together. If it helps, we can remind ourselves that there are Orthodox in Haiti. Certainly, there are Orthodox dead among the rubble and broken buildings. But the point is that our ordinary way of separating ourselves from others, that is the illusion. The fact is that we, in our lives, share our own life with all other human beings. That's why St. Anthony could pray alone in the desert and have an influence on the whole world, because of the way that we are one as human beings. This is a disaster that has occurred to the human race. And it is for us to comfort all those who suffer. What could those who share the life of Jesus the Christ himself do other than that? It is a terrible, terrible event. And we share in that terror. We want to push it away. We want to distance ourselves. We want to forget about it. But the first thing that we have to do is remember and pray. It's the first thing that we need to do. And to pray not for someone different than us far away, but to pray for our suffering brothers and sisters. And when we ask, why would God do this? We are not in a position to know. But certainly there is one thing, that if we respond as we ought to in our prayer and to the degree of our ability to help, it will have reminded us that this people has been living not far off our shores, below the level of poverty, forgotten. They have, at least by this disaster, been called to our attention. And our response should be a response to St. Anthony's prayer, that we respond to the prayer of the saints and all of the righteous, that we learn humility. Because, you know, we could do something else. Our response could be different. We could respond in fear and say, boy, I'm glad that's not me. Boy, I'm glad I don't have to live like that. There is them and there is me, and I'm doing okay. And maybe I'll send them a little token of something. But after all, their life is not mine. That's St. Anthony's point. Their life is our life. You live and die together. You are no different from them. There, but for the grace of God, go I. We need to have the courage to recognize that that is the case. That is the fact. We are not elevated by wealth and being born in a country where wealth is the standard of life. We're not elevated into some kind of higher level of existence, so that we don't have anything in common with this kind of a disaster visited upon some of the poorest people in the world. It should be a shock, like the shock that they receive within ourselves, to remind ourselves of the reality of the way life actually is. When we remember St. Anthony the Great, we ought never to think, boy, I wish I could go and be absolutely isolated from everyone else and simply pursue my own spiritual life. because that is exactly what he was not doing. The reality is quite different. The reality of our own lives is that if we are going to be people who live at one with God, clothed in the Holy Spirit, we can't turn our back on this kind of suffering. Their suffering is our suffering. And that's the message. Not to separate ourselves, not to distance ourselves, but to suffer along with them, to pray for them, and to do what we can to comfort them, as St. Anthony says. Comfort them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.